This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
NBA coverage on The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one prize, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Let me tease you this. Imagine if the NBA does so much damage to themselves that Major League Baseball jumps them. Heaven forbid the NHL jumps. I know. That's what I always wonder about the NFL, when they kind of cram stuff down your throat and you get a little... The 24-hour news cycle of the NFL can be a little exhausting at sometimes.
Doesn't matter.
I know. But to me, sometimes I'm like, when does the NFL... There's got to be a breaking point at some point. Now, they may never get there, but it's like there's a number for everything.
Well, here's the thing. Like, particularly with hockey, I know...
You can't go out back and play hockey.
Yeah. Well, Carolina won and Florida...
Play catch with your dad. You can shoot hoops with your dad.
Yes.
You can't go back and play hockey with your dad.
Hockey will never be there. And I'm not saying that to be anti-hockey. It's just we're not in Canada. We're not in Sweden. We're not in Iceland. Like, we just don't have the climate for that. Like, if you're... Like, I lived in North Dakota, man. Like, University of North Dakota is one of the best hockey college programs in the country, and it's if you look at their roster every year, it's like half the roster is from Grand Forks. It's like, yeah, dude, when you can do that all year long, yeah, it's a thing that works. But on the baseball side of things, I don't think it's. I think you, as much as basketball is regional to an extent, it's still national. It's still national, and I don't think baseball's ever gonna get back to being national. I think it'll be the overwhelmingly dominant regional sport.
Sure.
Overwhelming.
Well, them in college football, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking of the Big Four.
Like, yeah.
There's just something about that, and the NBA still has it.
I think I might push back on it, because I think the issue with baseball is not as popular as the other sports in America, but globally, and go down south, baseball is everywhere.
But baseball's not looking to expand globally. The NBA is.
Correct.
NBA is trying to start up, and not trying, they're starting up a league in Europe. And again, I'll reference this number over and over again. NBA China is 700 million people who are basketball, like, into it. Like, that is always going to...
Wait, you know China has, like, 3 billion people,
I know,
right?
But...
Oh, they're viewers.
700 million.
Wow.
But is it crazy to think that, again, the top global sports leagues by revenue, according to Front Office Sports, NFL is 19 to 22 billion, NBA is 12 to 13, and MLB is 11 to 12.
Oh, on the revenue side? Yeah.
Is that crazy to think that they make the jump revenue side if the basketball product becomes
unbearable
as it's been?
That's all I'm asking.
No. I know what you're saying, and maybe this is my ignorance, and maybe it's my bias to covering the league for a decade and a half, but I don't ever see baseball going global the way the NBA can.
I agree, and I don't think they'll ever pass the NBA. But these are the steps you take if you want someone to pass you by.
Well, yeah.
This is the ignorance that you use.
It's not baseball growing.
Right.
It's basketball kneecapping.
That's what I'm talking about. It's not about baseball being more popular. As someone said on the YouTube chat, MLS passed them. Look, I don't think that will actually happen. But if you want it to happen, this is kind of how you do it.
I mean, when you have ownership like this, scandal, and again, this is why the ownership changeover, I would say, probably of the last decade, where when Paul Allen was alive and was kind of running the NBA ownership group, as it were, most of those owners, even the ones that came in later, they still gave a damn about basketball. Mm-hmm. The Adelsons and Dumont and Dallas, they don't give a crap about basketball.
No. This is where you actually miss the Buss family.
Like, to an extent, he gave up. Remember, Jerry Buss gave up and risked everything to buy the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones, as much of a pain in the butt as he is, loves football and loves the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can just go down the list, but as these new owners are coming in, they're not looking at it as like, I want to own this football team, basketball team, baseball team because I love this game or I love this team. They're like, this looks like a good investment.
And that's where some things are getting a little wild. From the Wall Street Journal, about Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, is reported that he lost $600 million and needed a rescue float. He is a mortgage lender, quote unquote, the America's mortgage king.
Yeah, United Allied Mortgage.
He used his wealth to buy the Phoenix Suns for $4 billion. Mm-hmm.
Which is a then record.
And now that he is losing money, they are worried that he may have to sell the team due to it. And while we can get into that, the question I ask is, that's what's dangerous about selling to these certain people, is how they made their money.
Not only how they
his
made money,
money is
he risked and leveraged his money.
Understood.
And it bit him. But no, you're right to an extent to what you're saying here. It's that they open themselves up to volatility, which is when you get to the Mark Walter, Guggenheim, TWG Global, like that stuff. Like that might end up being a bigger scandal than the Clippers.
Well, because like you said, with Jerry Buss, okay, puts everything on the line to buy the Lakers, okay? That's real cash. These guys made their money off extremely volatile stuff.
And predatory.
And, well, definitely predatory, but also volatile, like stock market and escrow and hedge fund and all that stuff, dude. Sure, you can hit and peak like a Steve Cohen and buy the Mets, but it sounds like Ishbia's like playing with a little bit of fake money. Like, does anybody really know what Elon Musk is worth? Nobody knows because a lot of it is like, well, it depends on where the stock market
it's
is that
SpaceX
day.
And all
exactly,
those
of what those values are, to where I think a lot of those previous owners, the Paul Allens of the world, for
Paul
example,
had, Paul, and
Paul
Ballmer,
had money.
Ballmer
Steve
has
Ballmer
money.
Has money. Yeah. These guys have concepts of money.
Yes.
And that is a very dangerous place to be when you're selling franchises at a huge level. Like Bezos just bought into my Liverpool squad. Okay? I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not the biggest Bezos guy in the world. I'm sure that's no surprise to anybody. But I know Bezos has real money. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Ishbia does. I don't know if Walters does.
This is the thing.
I don't know if Tom Dundon does.
He doesn't.
You know, but I mean, like, because a lot of their money is so volatile and so fluid and up one day and down the next day.
Dundon is mostly, well, I shouldn't say mostly. He was higher up, like most of his money was more liquid until he bought everything else because he sold off things.
Mm-hmm. So then that is real money.
But he had to sell off 12% of his stake in the Carolina Hurricanes just to have the money necessary to get the necessary threshold to own the amount that he does with the Blazers. And guess what? It ain't that much.
Yeah.
$850 million of $4.25 billion. That's not even a quarter, guys. And if you're talking about he's got $850 million there, another $500 million in the, or $600 million in the Hurricanes, and he's worth $2.5 billion, do the math.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about Ishbia, and this is what kind of goes over to Walter and the Dodgers owe almost $2 billion over the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the necessary liquidity to put money into escrow to cover that. That's the whole point. Like, the NFL, like the Patrick Mahomes contract. Yeah, it's like, oh, the Chiefs got this great deal with Mahomes, and they stretched out over all this period of time. Guess what? You still got to put money in escrow.
Mm-hmm. And they did.
They did, but it's like, now all of a sudden, is that a limiting factor for them?
The Hunt family is good.
Yeah,
that,
so. I know, but I'm saying, like, to be able to do that, you have to have liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, like when Victor Wembanyama comes up for that contract in year nine, and he can make $100 million going into year 10, and he can make $100 million a year.
Be the first guy ever.
There's one of there's maybe four teams that can nail that number.
That like, you have to have the money to put
New
aside.
New York, Miami. Lakers.
And Miami's not even in that.
Clippers.
Arison almost lost everything in COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's made a bunch of it back. For those, he's a cruise line magnet for the guys that don't know. For Tita with the Rockets, he got crushed too. Like, this, the funny money stuff, man, and the price of franchises, like private equity and VC has to be in it because stuff's selling for $10, $8, $10, $12 billion.
Yankees, Celtics.
And we haven't even talked about it. We pushed that to today or tomorrow, the whole private equity investment in the Yankees, man. Like, you're talking about the Yankees and the Lakers have sold in the last month. That's nuts.
To an extent. Yankees are still owned by Steinbrenners.
Well.
They are. It's an investment.
Okay.
It's an investment.
Let's see what that...
Just saying.
I want to see what that call looks like in a year.
Yeah.
$2 billion coming in. I'm like...
Well, Yankees fans have been asking Steinbrenner to spend money for years. He's just not spending his own.
Yeah. No, well, he bought their debt. The PE group bought the debt. I'm like, oh, so what happens when I make calls on that debt? You got cash to go ahead and go into that? Because you're out if you don't.
A couple things I want to read here. Your thoughts on the text line, 503-864-6326. Or over on the YouTube chat. In 2 years, Matt Ishbia and Mark Walter have made James Dolan look like a savvy owner. Who would have thought? And that's what I'm kind of saying. Like, be careful of these owners.
Well, Dolan is also cash rich.
Yes, yes, he bought them. His money that he used to buy the Knicks was not volatile.
He also has
real
MSG
money.
Properties, and which includes not only the television network, but also the Sphere.
Like, and then Bo on the YouTube chat says, the one thing I'll give Dundon credit for, has always stated winning is the main priority for him. Obviously cares about making money, but the messaging has always been about winning. Now, we can debate that from a Tom Dundon standpoint, but I never heard Mark Walter say, we're going to win championships. It's like, so proud to be part of the Laker community and the Los Angeles and owning this team and bringing it to bigger and higher levels. You mean making more money. Bob Iger and Josh Kushner are going to do the same thing. Bob Iger is a Knicks fan who became a Clippers fan when he moved to L.A. That guy's not even a Laker fan. Yeah. They're just like, we are so proud to be a part of this Los Angeles community, and we can't wait to get bigger and better things for the Los Angeles
Remember,
Lakers.
Remember, 3 weeks ago, that same ownership group was trying to buy FIFA.
Yes, yes.
Because it's an investment.
You're proud to be a part of the Lakers community to make the Lakers a bigger and better brand so you make more money.
I will
give Dundon some credit. He may be lying, but at least the message is always about winning. And Ishbia was kind of like that, too, with the Suns.
Oh, no, he came in and spent a crap ton of money.
Yeah, he's like, I love ball. I went to Michigan State. Don't you know? I was a walk-on for Tom Izzo. Like, everybody knows, buddy.
But if these owners start creating fires where fires don't need to be had, does Adam Silver look around and go, oh, but we have Tom Dundon who really cares about basketball over here? Is that his scapegoat of saying that I bring in these new sets of owners and...
If you're pointing to Tom Dundon, I think you're doing yourself a disservice.
What has Adam Silver continuously done?
I knew you were going to say that. I think this is
Adam Silver we're talking
about. The only thing I think that sale, the Lakers sale, and now the next Lakers sale, and the Celtics sale, I think the only thing they care about, and the Suns sale, I think the only thing they care about is valuation. Mm-hmm. This whole idea of like vetting and going through all this stuff, who gets what money?
Sign on the dotted line.
Yeah, they're just saying, can we get a group in here that's going to get a valuation to a certain point? I think that's genuinely all they care about.
You know, an interesting thing about this, too, is remember how scared we all were of Saudi money coming in and buying franchises?
Oh, it's coming.
I know, but Saudis, they put money in their teams. Mm-hmm. Like, look at Man City.
Look at every Premier League team.
When the Saudis bought Man City,
every soccer team they have.
They have, like, 7 Premier League titles and a Champions League, including a treble. Like,
and even on the bad side of it, they went and got freaking Ronaldo. You know what I mean? Like, the Saudi League said, hey, Cristiano Ronaldo, here's $200 million. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They'll put money into stuff. Now, here's the thing about the Saudi money, though. You don't need to question whether it's good or bad. You know it's bad.
You know they literally print cash.
Yes. It's like, guys, we know where that money's coming from. And I'll tell you this, too. It ain't funny. It's all real. And that's the allure. That scares the crap out of me. Because then the soul of the game is gone.
Right. The only thing that scares me more is this team being ranked 15th overall again. College football AP poll was listed. Let's take a palate cleanser. Maybe we'll circle back in the Big Nooner on this. That's Lowercase with Sports. Web Jam's coming up next. Everybody's favorite. We do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the Big Nooner, we might circle back in on this NBA ownership situation. There's a little bit of baseball to get into there as well. Well, but the AP poll was released. We want to switch over to college football, give ourselves a little palate cleanser here. Some interesting stuff in this. We'll get to the thing that you and I keep screaming to the heavens about. The most fascinating thing, Danny, that I took from this top 10, real quick, Ohio State 1, Oregon 2, Georgia 3, then Notre Dame, Texas, Indiana, Miami, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Oklahoma rounds out your top 10.
Otherwise known as the... coaches poll just flipping Ole Miss and Oklahoma.
Basically. The interesting thing that I have in this, and I think it was that way in the coaches poll too, is there's Georgia at 3 with no first place votes. There's Texas at 5 with no first place votes. Yet Notre Dame at 6, at 4 has 6. Indiana at 6 has 8. They have 8 first place votes.
That tells you how far apart people are in Indiana. You're
exactly.
Either in or you're not.
And Miami's got 1. Mm-hmm. I think I find that really, really interesting. And I wonder if at the end of the year, Texas and Georgia, by being as level-headed as I guess everybody mm-hmm. says they are without being number 1, will work to their benefit.
Well,
less
I mean,
pressure, I guess.
There's not only that. You also have Ohio State getting, 40? And then the drop to Oregon, they have 12.
14,
like,
yeah.
40, it's like, damn! I don't think they're that big of a gap.
I don't think the gap is that big between Oregon and Ohio State. And I know Duck Homer alert, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I have real questions about Ohio State. I have less questions about Oregon.
I probably the same.
Ohio State might be more talented, but I have less questions about Oregon than I do Ohio State.
I probably have the same amount of questions.
For both?
For both.
Okay. I just don't know what the continuity looks like on this Ohio State team because they graduated Ditto. So much talent.
Ditto. It's the D-line that I'm curious about.
With
the
that being said,
itself, yeah.
What did they? What about the year before?
I know. They always
when
do
they
this.
They sent the entire front to the NFL.
I know. They always do this. They always do this.
I despise that program. They're the currently the best grabber of talent in the country.
Most likely.
As far as like the highest end talent.
Who came out of that first batch of Ohio State?
That whole front four.
I'm just.
Chase Young? What are you talking about?
I think of name them because I, other than Chase Young, I can't think of who else.
Oh, and I'm talking about them going to the NFL.
I'm just trying to think of other than Chase Young, who else went and had successful careers. Because
successful? Nah.
Well, that I don't know, but they're still going high. They are still acquiring massive amounts of talent. But that leads to the question, which is why Ryan Day, honestly and deserved, gets a little bit of criticism. Because he's always got the talent. He's always got the talent. And Kirby's going to get this way, too, if he doesn't rattle one off here in a few years. We've already left Dabo for dead. Okay? We've already left Dabo for dead because in the new world, he can't adapt.
Yeah, the year before, Ohio State put 14 players in the NFL in 2025. 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back and they did that last year. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not talking about what they do in the NFL. I'm just talking about what they push out each and every year. Currently, there's no better college football to NFL pipeline than Ohio State. Now, what they do in the NFL varies, very much so. But you know, Dirt and I had this argument, you know, last year about Oregon, is the whole idea of like what they were bringing back and what they weren't. And I was like, I think they're going to lose two. I do.
And they lost two.
No. One of those ended up being in the playoffs and very, very, very badly. But
Danny keeps receipts.
Yeah, well. But also, like, to Dirt's credit, Oregon did get, like, they did replace what they lost. But Ohio State has done this for years, especially under Ryan Day. Like, so if I'm going to give benefit of the doubt of like, well, Ohio State lost some, I'm like, well, Oregon's done this once, and Ohio State's done this for 8 years. They just keep doing this.
The number one thing that Danny and I cannot understand or put our wrap our minds around, look, I can sit here and talk to you about UW and Penn State all I want. The concept of Michigan continuously being ranked in the top 15. They're 16th in the AP poll for my argument, 15th
in
whatever.
In the coaches.
Same thing. This I will never understand.
I don't get it.
Everybody has said Bryce Underwood's a bust. Nobody likes him. I mean, are we just putting that much equity in Kyle Whittingham? Look, we are Kyle Whittingham guys on this show. We are very, very pro Kyle Whittingham. That doesn't mean I'm pro the talent that is on Michigan currently.
It's not that I'm against necessarily the talent. I'm just like wondering what it's going to be because, and again, talking about, you know, guys that go on to the NFL, they haven't had a shortage of those guys.
No. Michigan collects talent very well.
But when your quarterback, again, is still trying to reinvent the forward pass.
Program is trying to reinvent the forward pass.
You know what I mean?
Pass.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can buy that. Like,
you want to talk about J.J. McCarthy again?
No. But again, that team also had Blake Corum.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just kind of go down like Michigan's
defense.
Who's
the tight end? The guy that's at
Loveland.
Yeah. Yeah, in Chicago.
Yeah, they've got dudes. There's no doubt about that. But like, it works.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, I mean, again, they've got
dudes.
Talent. There's no doubt about that. But like, I look at them, I go, that's the 15th best, 16th best team in the country?
You want to play the game?
Yeah.
Let's play the game.
You want to play the game?
Yeah.
Let's play the game.
They open with Western Michigan.
Win.
W.
They will host Oklahoma.
Loss.
I'll take that as a loss.
I'll take that.
Then they have UTEP.
Win.
They host 22nd ranked Iowa.
Host Iowa?
Host Iowa. Toss up.
I'll give it to Michigan.
I will give it to Michigan as well. They're at Minnesota.
It's a win.
They host number 18, Penn State.
Host. I'll give them a win. No, I won't. I'm going to take Penn State in that. I'm going to go with better offense there.
I think they're losing to Iowa.
I know.
Iowa will out Iowa Michigan in the same way that Michigan wants to Iowa Michigan.
If it's at Iowa, I'm 100% taking Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Then they host Indiana.
It's a loss.
Then they're at Rutgers.
Win.
Then they host Michigan State.
Win.
Then they're at Oregon.
Nope.
Then they host UCLA.
Oh, UCLA. Yeah, okay. That's a win.
And then they're at the Horseshoe.
Seven wins.
That's the 15th, 16th ranked team in college football?
Yeah.
Are they the team in the top 25 at the beginning of the year that falls out?
Yes.
Is there anybody else on this list?
I think you can make an argument for Tennessee, even though I like Tennessee more. I like Heupel.
I would make the argument for Penn State. The problem is that their schedule is doo-doo.
Oh, their schedule is buns. Buns. And it's always easy to pick teams that are in the 20 through 25 to have them fall out. But if you're talking about teams that are in the top 20, Michigan's there. Where's SMU at?
SMU is 19.
So they're right on the edge. I think you can say SMU, but their schedule's a little bit easier just because ACC of it all. I'm sticking with Ole Miss. I'm going to stick with LSU. It's against my better judgment, but I'm going to stick with them.
Mine might be Alabama.
I'm not going to go against DeBoer.
Top 10? Anybody in your top 10? I think the easiest one to put money on, it might not work.
It's SEC.
I think the easiest one might be Indiana, honestly. If you're taking that discrepancy, if you're one of those people that doesn't think they're going to do that thing again, that could be your one.
I think Sig's the best coach in college football right now.
But so I think it's an SEC. It's an SEC team. It's probably A&M, Ole Miss, probably one of those teams.
And it's not just because they're further down. It's just because the thing of note to me, guess what the SEC didn't get? A single first-place vote.
Nope. Not one.
They're telling you the SEC's deeper, but they're telling you the Big Ten's better at the top, which is something we have said over and over again.
Georgia, Texas, A&M, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, LSU, Alabama.
I would not be surprised Tennessee, to see Texas drop out of the top 10.
Missouri. Nine SEC teams
nine
in the
top
25.
And guess what? They can't be there.
No, they can't.
That's half the conference.
They all play each other.
So, as I was saying, it's very easy to be honest, to take three SEC teams out, like right out, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Well, yeah, Missouri, I think they're going to have a tough run.
Yeah.
Tennessee, yeah, they're 20th. Yeah. I mean, you lose two games, you're out.
And I think one of those teams in the top 10, whether it's Ole Miss, Oklahoma, or Georgia, one of the top four of the top 10 teams are SEC.
I think Texas moves out of the top 10. Their schedule is ridiculous.
Their schedule is ridiculous. I think I'm going to ride Oklahoma this year, and I think you all know why.
Yeah, well, let's see how well that's worked out for you. Oh, there you go.
I mean, that's why I wear short shorts. I mean, you didn't lag.
Yeah, bro, let's go.
Okay, so we can add Oklahoma to the list as well.
Anything I like, you know that they'll go down.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it on the board!
John Mateer is now dead.
Yeah, John Mateer was in a 35-car accident. Yeah.
Gunned down in his prime.
WebGems is next. Everybody's favorite. 105.1 The Fan, The Fan Sports Network.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.